Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What?
Runway. 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 Runway.
Walk. Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway. Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway.
Sir.
Boy up the runway. Yeah.
Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Really, switch trade? Or is this switchboard? Is that what we're giving tonight? Okay. Is that what we're giving tonight? Oh, this is switch trade. Switch trade. I want my music because my music makes me feel my essence, honey. I can't feel like myself if I don't have my music, honey. My music gets me amped over here. I be over here shimmying and shaking and things. Can I please have my beat, please? I worked hard for it.
Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Work, honey. But it's all right, honey, because I'm going to still feel my motherfucking self, honey. What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the motherfucking air for another installment of the motherfucking show. How the fuck are y'all motherfucking doing, honey? I know y'all have missed me, honey. You know I had a little BanjiCon bootleg show last week Tuesday. You know, I call it the bootleg show, honey. And it was really cute and bootleg, honey. You know, I was testing the waters, trying to learn how to work the switchboards and things of that nature and stuff. It was really cute. You know, I had the girls came in and they tuned in with us, and it was really cute and we had fun. But we are back here tonight.
That answer is...
Switch trades, you are feeling it. That answer is not false. I did have fun. I learned how to work the boards. It was cute. It was veggie cut. And I had fun. I don't care what Switch Trade said. I had fun, and I loved it, and I enjoyed it, and it was really cute and everything. I mean, I really got my life. Being able to hang up on the girls. Being able to hang up on the girls and everything, and, you know, and the girls are not calling in, and I could just click them off right then and there and get other numbers and things up. It was really cute. But we're not here for that, bitch. We here to recap this motherfucking weekend, bitch. That's what we here to recap. We here to recap everything that happened from balls, from wherever the balls is at or wherever the balls may be, you know. I've been away, and I haven't been to a ball since I left from L.A. I haven't came to any functions since July 4th weekend. So this is my first weekend back out at the functions since July 4th weekend and things of that nature. And so I went to Philadelphia this weekend to the icon, legendary father, overall father, man's prodigy, and ballroom throwback ball this weekend. And from a rating on a scale of a 1 to a 10, I have to give the ball from a 1 to a 10, I have to give the ball about a 4. I would definitely have to give the ball about a 4. You know, it wasn't really the girls, the prodigies was definitely in the building. Big shout out to the prodigies. It was definitely prodigy weekend this weekend in Philadelphia. So you know the prodigies was definitely in the building. But if you take the prodigies out the building and just have the other girls in there, I think you had about a good 50 other people besides the prodigies in there. And so it was all right for what it was worth. But I definitely got to give ballroom throwback and man props because I love the balloon arch. I love the wine service. I love the fruit and the cheese and things that went with the wine service for the judges and the bottles of wines and the champagne glasses and the fruits and things that y'all had up there. I fucked those grapes up. I fucked that bottle of white wine up, honey. And I fucked that bottle of red wine up, so it was really cute for that. But besides that, it wasn't the categories. The categories was, the wording of the categories was definitely cute. The girls really didn't come out to play with the category, but they came out and they walked the Twister versus Sister that had the most, that was mostly the most contested category of the night. And then you had grand prize was legendary performance of legendary Femme Queen performance and. Dee Dee Revlon came out, Christina Tsunami came out, Laomi Mizrahi came out, and Laomi won over Dee Dee, and then they let Christina win over Laomi, and you know, but I'm not going to say nothing on, I'm not going to say anything on that aspect of, you know, winning and the win-loss record on that situation. I'm just going to pay the situation and just let the situation just go on. I'm not going to voice my opinion on the situation. Okay. And so, and then you had the other mini grand prize. The other grand prize was you had to come out and get your tens for realness, and then you had to come back and do one of man's legendary moments in ballroom history, and a bunch of people came out. The last three that were standing was the legendary father, Rucka Revlon, the legendary father, James I-C-O-N, and the legendary father, Rodney Milan, was the last three standing for that category, and grand prize for that category went to the legendary father, Rodney Milan, for the 500 sisters. Okay. I want to see the battle. Sorry. Yes, and that was that for that category. And then I came on back to New York City. Got to give a big shout-out to Mother Breakfast from Philadelphia. You definitely got to give Mother Breakfast a big shout-out. If you girls is in Philadelphia and staying and the Breakfast Club is open and you at the Breakfast Club, bitch, you got to get some of Mother Breakfast motherfucking fried chicken and motherfucking french fries or the motherfucking fish, bitch. It is on point. It is everything, bitch. Even if the club is late, bitch, that motherfucking fucking chicken and french fries or the fish and french fries, bitch, it will lift your motherfucking spirits up, bitch, to whatever you tell you what I mean, bitch. It will lift your spirits up. So, girls, definitely check that out and definitely try it. So, definitely came back to New York on Saturday and slept half of the day away and then got up and did my little running around and things that I had to do. And definitely came and, wait, hold on. Switchboard, switch trade, do I have any calls with me or am I rolling dolo? I know Rodney probably still at work and he ain't even called in yet, but do I have any of us co-hosts or am I rolling dolo? Oh, I'm dolo. Okay. And so Saturday, we definitely came to back to New York City Saturday. And like I was saying, I ran around and did my last minute running around and we went to the latex bar. The 20th anniversary of the latex ball. Oh, hold on, hold on. Oh, Rodney's on hold. Can you bring Rodney on, please? Rodney's on hold. He said he's on hold. He just IM'd me. Okay. Yes, that's Rodney. That's Rodney's number. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Switch Trade is feeling it with these fucking beats tonight. Switch Trade is trying it down there with these fucking beats tonight. I'm really gagging.
Okay.
Yes.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just sitting up here relaxing and just chilling. And what's going on to Saturday? You want to talk about Friday before we go to Saturday?
Well, yeah, I was listening to what you were saying. I mean, I had fun because I was drinking, of course. Drinking. Shout out to Jay Prodigy and Rich Mugler. They got me a 151. with Hennessy and Hypnotic Mix. That was my drink for the evening. So when it was time for me to walk, I was really zoned out.
Baby, I know that drink was strong, and that cup was big as hell.
Yes, it was. It was.
I know that drink.
Oh, I heard you say they let Christina win over Laomi, so I definitely caught that sarcastic tone.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand what the girls. If I take being Mother Mizrahi or Mizrahi from behind my name and just be a 007 or be in another house and everything, and I can honestly speak, I don't understand what they seen that over Laomi. I don't understand. Taking the names and everything away from everything, I just don't understand what those judges seen that they see.
Right.
I really don't understand, you know. And you have some girls in the chat room is saying she got slayed and everything. I don't see it. I really don't understand. So, but you know, everybody has. I'm not going to read anybody for your opinions that y'all put in the chat room or that y'all might call in for, because, like I said, this is a free forum for everybody to say what you want to say. And like I say, everybody has opinions, just like everybody has assholes. But that's my unbiased opinion. If I wasn't even a Miss Wright, that's my unbiased. I just don't understand, bitch. When you know, but we're not going to dwell on that all night long, because then that'll be the whole topic of the ball. It's too much stuff that happened over. It was a three ball weekend, and it was just too much stuff that happened. Other things than just to dwell on that. But let's go to the latex ball.
Hold on, Kelly. 1 second. For Blackjack, it was legendary Femme Queen performance for $500. Okay.
So, let's go to the latex ball. I was seeing flyers that was out for the latex ball for months and everything, and they was like the ball was going to start at this time and the ball was going to start at this time. I left my house about 8:30. I got down there after I drove and picked up my big girlfriend, Miss Jennifer. I think I got down there about 9:15. They was doing a performance, and the performance was great. Got to give a big shout-out to Melvin and his step team and all the other performers that definitely was in the building. Give a big shout-out to them. After the performance was over, because I seen you later on, Rodney, but I don't know. After the performances was over, we sat there for like a whole hour waiting for the ball to start. And I was actually in utter gag nation, just sitting there like I could see through the venue. It wasn't really that many girls in the venue at this time. And I'm like, okay, well, I could have still been in my house just doing my makeup and shit, getting ready to come to the ball. I hate going to balls and have to sit around. And so we had to sit around for all this long time. By the time you got there, Rodney, the festivities was already going on.
Right. I purposely decided, I said, you know what, I normally come to balls on time or come early, but I'm going to come a little bit later. I mean, it still wasn't started when I got there. I got to look for the table or whatever, and I came in and sat and talked with the kids for a little while, and then it was getting ready to start, so I came.
Well, you came at a good time. I should have waited for somebody to call me and say, bitch, that they doing something, and I get in my cab and came down there because I was really gagging. And this is my opinion. Before I go into everything that happened at the latex ball, this is my opinion of the latex ball. And I don't know if Luna or anybody would call in here to the show and stuff and everything. But my opinion about the latex ball, this is my opinion about the latex ball. My opinion now, from the last year and this year of the latex ball, for the last 2 years of them charging for the getting to the latex ball, this is my opinion. When you're charging, now you're charging, this is not a free event anymore. So you consider this just like a regular event with a whole bunch of promoting safe sex and awareness and everything of the situation. I don't want to, it's no shade to all these celebrities, all these performers and everything, but for me being a mother and me bringing my children to the ball and them paying their $20 and everything and getting to the ball, I do not want to see all these different performers, all these different celebrities, and in the middle of a category, it's no shade to anybody, in the middle of a category to stop the ball, because Tanae has came in the building, Ajanae came in the building, a top model came in the building, this motherfucking celebrity came in the building, that fucking celebrity came in the building, to stop the ball and do all of this different stuff, and every year y'all not getting through all the categories, hooray, y'all finally finished all the categories this year. It's ridiculous. It's not a free ball. These kids paid their $20, and they came out here to walk, and that's what they want to do. And then when you not get into their category, they get upset and they get mad, and you got to tell the children, well, this is what happens at balls. But no, if you stop all these intermissions for all these different things and just do all of this in the beginning of the ball and get through the categories, I think it'll be an excellent event and go on perfectly. What do you think about the situation, Rodney?
I think the same thing, because I actually spoke with Luna and was asking her why didn't the performance already take place if they said the ball was going to start at 9, which was with the performances. She was like, he was like, well, there were really no people in the venue for them to perform for. I was like, well, when you have that type of setting and the people have paid their money, you obviously know that the kids are going to come late, especially when they hear that it is going to be 4 or 5 performances at the beginning of the ball. You paying $20 to come to a ball, you want to see a ball. You want to see voguing, you want to see runway, you want to see face. You want to see dragons performing and people walking around. You know, like the Ajanae thing and the Tanae thing, those are ballroom beauties that we want to see. So, you know, I can deal with that for a moment because they're not going to come out and carry and do whatever, but you don't see them out of ball. You don't see Ajanae often at all. So, of course, and plus that's my house member, so, you know, of course, She just gave me everything I wanted when she came out there. And to see them both on stage hugging and stuff like that, that brought back memories of when I used to first coming out and see them, you know, doing their thing or whatever. But, yeah, you want to see a ball. You don't want to see all those performances and everything. And then to stop it because the crowd came, was in there, and you stopped the ball and had another performance, that kind of, like, drained me a little bit.
Miss Nicki Minaj, calm down.
I know you're so ready.
We didn't know you was in the building, honey. We didn't get to the categories yet, bitch. We talk about the planet of the functioning things, honey. We didn't get to that yet, Miss Nicki. Calm down. You jump in the gun, bitch. Okay, girl, calm down. And so yeah, but besides that, it was definitely cute, honey. Miss Nicki Minaj, I'm going in order, Miss Nicki Minaj. Calm down. So, okay, and so the next thing, the ball starts. The Legend Statement of the Stars was definitely cute. They called out girls, and the girls definitely came out, and they did their thing and everything. And I want to let the girls know, I think the next time, or anybody, because this is just my opinion, like I said, my opinion for the situation, I think the next time that y'all have female figure runway or y'all have woman's runway, Miss Thing, I think y'all need to think really, y'all need to think much more out the box to keep my legendary daughter off the runway, because if y'all thought that by just making that category and putting it in 5 in stilettos that she wasn't going to get a 5 in stiletto and come out there and turn that category out, I think y'all need to think really outside the box if y'all want her to stop winning the latex board. That's just my opinion of the situation, okay? How you doing? But congratulations to Diva, Mizrahi. Definitely another win at the latex board for a female friggin' runway. And her 5-inch motherfucking pump, definitely got to give her a big shout-out. Definitely got to give Miss Morgan Ebony a big shout out for definitely coming out there and turning it out, Miss Thing. It's good to see you back up on the floor, Mother Morgan, Ebony, to the extravaganza little girl that they had out there for for female figure runway. Definitely the extravaganza, y'all turned that out. I definitely live. Gotta give a big shout out to Mother St. Clair. I don't know her name, But this lady is every place. Every time I turn around, she's here and she's winning and she's snatching. Definitely a big shout out to her for Best Dress. Definitely came back and turned out Runway. Definitely turned out Best Dress at the Rumble. Definitely a big shout out to her. And everybody else, Giselle, Extravaganza, welcome back to the House of Extravaganza, back at home with your family. Definitely walked and turned it out, honey. Who else walked Runway? I don't know who else walked Runway. What other category was a hot category? The Bizarre category was definitely cute to all the children that came out, Ross and everything. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Yo-Yo motherfucking Milan, bitch. I was sitting there, and I remember when Renata was doing Grand March, and he was going to do Grand March before he got his surgery, and we went to Home Depot to buy that motherfucking shit that Yo-Yo used for the thing. I did not know who was going to be making this outfit for Renata, and he was using this metal shit. But, bitch, Miss Yo-Yo, I want a motherfucking dress, Miss Yo-Yo. Bitch, Yo-Yo, I want a dress. I'll get the materials. I'll pay. I want a dress in that material, Yo-Yo. I love it. Big shout-out to the House of Milan. $2,000 underneath their belt. Another grand prize for the House of Milan for the motherfucking designer's delight. Yo-Yo, you turned that out. Can't stop with my Yo-Yo, honey. He definitely turned that out for that category. The Infinities is supposed to walk, and they did countdown and closed the category three times and waited for the Infinities to come and say, where do they countdown and close the category three times and wait for somebody to come to walk a category? I don't think that's ever been done in ballroom history. It might have been done maybe before my time, but in my time I haven't seen it. So I don't know what they was given with that, but the Milan's definitely did turn that out. And Yo-Yo, you ate those outfits and everything. Any comments on that, Rodney?
No, I'm a total agreeance with you on that. I was wondering, but I guess it's because it was their grand prize for the latex, and it's very much about the, HIV awareness and AIDS and everything like that, so they wanted to see something else or see another battle or whatever, but, you know, it's still a ball. You're saying you count it down, if the person didn't make it in time, the category's closed.
Most definitely. And what else was another hot category? Let me see. What was else that was hot that was definitely on my plate? Oh, Miss Kimora Miyake Mugler has a new category. She switched over, and she walked Butch Queen up in drag's face. I don't know who won the category, but she definitely came out. Miyake Mugler won the whole category altogether.
Yeah, right.
It was definitely cute. The Aphrodite girl came out for face against them, and one of the Miyake Mugler sat her down, but Grand Prize to Miyake Mugler for that. Oh, and Mother Tamara Miyake Mugler, I love your transition from Femme Queen Realness to Femme Queen Sex Siren to Femme Queen Faith. I love the transition. So if any Miyake Mugler is out there, please let her know, because I could not find her in the venue. Definitely love her transition to that. What else was another?
I liked the young lady who has blossomed into a woman, Little Kelly Garcon.
Oh, yes, Miss Little Kelly. Definitely Little Kelly. Leave the Vogue alone, Miss Thang, girl. Honey, the girls know you Vogue, Miss Thang. It's time for you to make your name and Sex Siren, Miss Thang, because, girl, you was on, the body was moving, it was shaking. It gives you what Femme Queen body should look like for these new generation girls, Miss Thang, because a lot of you girls don't have the body that y'all need, and y'all rushing into it, honey. Don't rush into it. Kelly, you definitely turned that out. I definitely love that. Gotta give a big shout-out to the legendary Mother Angel Revlon. Definitely came and won Sex Siren over Kelly Garcon. Definitely body of evolution. The mane, the head, everything. I love it, honey. I'm working on out. Who else? What else? Oh, gotta give a big shout-out to AJ Mizrahi for definitely turning out the Twister versus Sister category and battling Alex Miyake Mugler. Him, they was the last battle, and AJ won. Definitely give a big shout-out to Alex. Definitely give a big shout-out to AJ and everybody that walked the Twister versus Sister category, because, bitch, that line was long. I was gagging.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Rodney, when I tell you, I said to myself, work, bitch. The ball is $20. It's not going to be that many girls that's going to Vogue like that, because it's $20. It ain't free no more. Bitch, those bitches made me know it, bitch. Like, bitch, yeah, this ball is still $20. Bitch, but we still gonna fill this whole fucking stage up and the steps area in the back. I was gagging. I was really gagging. definitely got to give a big shout-out, definitely a big shout-out to Asia Balenciaga. Definitely came out and won the $250.
Yeah.
You had to bring it like a celebrity. She brought it like Beyonce. Definitely came out and turned it out, Miss Thang. All the rest of you girls that definitely came out there and y'all walked the category, it's no shade to none of y'all. I love all of y'all. But Asia and all the rest of them, even my daughter, Honey, is, I'm going to be honest and real. Asia, when she came out there and asked for a celebrity, and I think if they have somebody put a category on there and it asks for a celebrity, you should, or when you come out there, the judges should already know what celebrity you are already. All the rest of these girls, if they have to say, the judges have to ask them who they was. Miss Asia came there, they knew she was Beyonce when she hit the back of that floor and got her tens. They knew she was Beyonce. All the rest of you girls, y'all need to pick up your fact, pick it up. She didn't vogue. Miss Asia didn't vogue like that. But her effect made her win over you girls. So you girls got to pick your effect up. Get up out the big lot store, bitch, and start stepping it up.
But Kelly, I think based on her effect and Beyonce being a lady and she vogue, she wasn't hot and being, you know, flips and all that stuff, but she kept it voguing real light like a lady and light dips and stuff like that, and that's what Beyonce, so she was in character. That's
yes.
what I think got her over, because her effect and her, based on her performance being Beyonce, which would be light and, you know, saying a soft dip and a soft spin and different stuff like that, I think that won her over being Beyonce.
Yes, but working out Miss Asia. What else was another highlight of the evening? I don't think it was. It was other categories, but it wasn't really no other highlights of the evening. And so now to Miss. No, you know what I'm going to do? Hold on, no, hold on. Because I'm not going to do this. I am and me and Rodney talking. You want to talk about this, Miss Thang? All you girls out there that want to talk about this, Miss Thang, that was coming up and running over to me on my table, Miss Thang. I wish the Milan table was next to the Ms. Rahi's table. So, bitch, all you bitches that was running up to me, bitch, honey, the Milan's was sitting right there. So all you bitches that want to do this, Miss Thang, Miss Nicki Minaj, press one. All the rest of you girls that want to debate Prince's legendary status, feel free to definitely press one at this time and definitely come up here, bitch, so we can definitely get into this, Miss Thing, before we go into the motherfucking Rumble, honey. Because I'm not going to go into the Rumble and then go back to the latex ball. And I got my Banshee Cut Loud girlfriend, Miss Shasha the Destroyer, online, and she got some tea about the ball of St. Louis. It was a fight and all types of shit. So, Miss Nicki Minaj, you want it, bitch. Press one. Let's see how bad you really want it, okay? Because I'm not debating anybody's status. I asked the Milans because the girls kept coming up to me, so I screamed across the runway to Rodney and asked Rodney. But Miss Nicki Minaj, press one. You want it. Honey, that's what we're going to do about the situation. And to any of you girls that came up to me and was questioning Prince's legendary status, come up here and press one and talk about the situation. We ain't going to talk about it. He's legendary. But y'all can't change it anyway. But what the fuck? Nicki Minaj said she pressed one, switch trade. So see if you see Nicki Minaj's number and bring Nicki up here. Then we are going to that. Honey, until then, we're not going into that. I'm not opening that can. Okay? Nicki, what's your number? Switch trade is. So Nicki, what number is yours? Honey, send me a private message, because we got switch trade. Jasmine ain't working the board, switch trade. The 440 number is Nicki Minaj switch trade. Yes, okay, he got you. We about to bring you right up here right now, Nicki. Nicki Minaj, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Good night, guys. I got a few questions. Why did Deja chop Davina before the beat started?
I don't know why Deja. This is the thing, right, with these girls, right? When you have a big ball of this magnitude, and there's so many girls coming up there, and it's a lot of categories going on, because I'm not going to mention judges' names that I spoke to, but I spoke to a couple of judges, because, you know, they chopped some of my premier performers, and so I wanted to know. When you had, they said when you having a big ball of that magnitude and you got all these no crickety rickets that's walking, they get over having all these girls up there and they sitting up there and no baffle break and stuff. So they just keep chopping the girls to get the category going. So when you a premier girl, stop trying to act like you're a the girls already know you're a premier girl. Stop waiting until the end to want to come and run up there on the stage, because then you get what happened to you. And so they have to deal with that. And so did my premier girl. They had to deal with that.
That answer is true.
They want to wait until the last minute, and then the naughty girls is up there, and they get in tens. By the time the 15 naughty girls get their tens mistake, they don't want to see nobody else no more. So the premier girls get chopped, and that's what happened, and they had to deal with it. And my kids had to hold it with a grain of salt. And so that's what happened with that situation. Next topic.
Rodney?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Good evening. How are
you? Good night. How are you?
I'm great.
Nice seeing you at the ball. Can you give me a quick recap of when, where, and by who was Prince deemed a legend by? Just ask him.
Prince was deemed legendary at the ball. Prince asked the legend in his house at the ball when he walked.
Oh, okay.
Did anyone question it?
What's that?
Did you see anybody question him for being legendary when he hit the stage? That mattered.
I wasn't paying attention. Like, everybody around me was going off, so I was like, okay, let's see.
Crowd,
you know.
Participants, your girlfriends, I mean, like, reputable legends and icons in the ballroom scene. Judges, commentators, all those people that were on the stage. You see anyone question Prince when he hit the floor for legendary performance?
No.
That's why he's legendary.
Oh, but I'm just asking who deemed him. That's all.
He deemed himself, and the House of Milan, which is a legendary house as well, approved his status, and that's why the icon Jamal Milan graciously walked his child out there.
Okay.
And that's how that went.
Okay. All right.
I have a question, Rodney, that just came over IM.
Okay.
The question said, you know, I'm not going to read all of this whole shit that the girls wrote. You know, I read what I want to read and get to the straight to the point. The girls want to know, well, Jamal's the one that started the standard at the first coalition meeting in New York that the legends was going to come together as collectively as a whole to deem people legend. Why did he deviate from his situation at this point?
That was deviated from that point from the day after that meeting. Then haven't y'all been to balls? Haven't we talked about this every week when Selvin has deemed people at the balls? Jack has deemed people. Andre has deemed people. Stuart has deemed people. All this has happened. Also, don't come at me now saying since he started it. It was already changed the next week after that meeting. Did anybody forget about the Blahnik ball? Anybody forget about the Rumble the day after? I mean, what's going on? Everybody got amnesia all of a sudden?
Bitch, well, y'all heard it here, honey. Yes, honey, so. But is that all you had, Nicki Minaj?
Well, no, till I remember something else.
Well, go ahead. What else you got? What else you got?
Oh, no, that's it for now. That's it for now.
Oh, okay. Well, put Nikki back on hold. We're gonna go into Sunday, and then we're gonna start taking our callers after we go into Sunday. Okay. Switchboard, can you please get Miss Shasha to destroy? Switch Trade, can you please
get
Miss Shasha?
Hold on, Kelly. Did she actually go to the ball in St. Louis?
Yeah, she said she was at the ball in St. Louis. Wait, hold on. Somebody's calling me on my house phone, Ronnie. Hold on.
Okay.
They hung up. And whoever's calling me on my house phone, please. Shasha, send me your number. And they want to know, was you actually at the ball in St. Louis, Shasha? This is what co-host Rodney Milan wants to know. Was you actually at the ball, Miss Shasha?
Like, Diana and Marcus and them, they were actually at the ball. So we want commentary from people who were actually there, not from hearsay from your Herrera girlfriends or whoever girlfriends you heard it from. I get tired of that hearsay stuff. I need the people who are actually at the ball to come on here to give accurate accounts of what they envisioned and what they saw.
Guys and girls. My Yahoo is giving me shows, honey. I'm trying to get to Miss Shasha's. What the fuck is going on with this shit? Honey, they always talk about these Macs is the best computer, honey. This motherfucking Mac is giving me Oofala.
Kelly, did you get into the crowd when Rico and Cassandra battled and Rico won? Did you hear the crowd?
Oh, yes, I heard the crowd when they booed, honey, and I was gagging at the girls. Miss Shasha the Destroyer number is 773-540. That's Miss Shasha the Destroyer's phone number, switch trade. Oh, Amori Herrera, Father Amori Herrera said he was there, and he's definitely calling in. Hello? Shasha? Shasha, are you there?
Shasha, you know this. You know that intro, Kelly.
Oh, my God. I'm so baby. You know, I haven't heard that intro in so long.
I know, right? Every week you
got
something
intro.
Wrong with him.
I haven't heard that intro in so fucking long, man. I didn't know who the fuck was coming on the line, honey. And you know, Swiss Trey's been trying it all night, honey. So I thought Swiss Trey was just trying it and ain't been Shasha's song on, honey. But welcome back. Welcome back to the air, Jaquan Ebony. What the fuck is going on? I guess that's why it was motherfucking raining all day in New York, because you was coming on here tonight. But it's been raining dogs and cows in New York.
Yes, it was raining early this morning when I was there.
Yes. Oh, I was gagging. But what's going on with you? How are you doing?
Hold on. They said Shasha was not at the ball. That's from Mario Balenciaga. They said Shasha was not there.
Oh, Shasha was not at the ball, honey. Right. Well, Amori's going to call in. I want to know about, well, Shasha knows the tea. I want to know about the tea with the fight. When Amori had a fight at this function this weekend, I want to get the tea. So, Amori, you call in here and give me the tea, honey, because I need to get the tea on what happens. Ayana or Marcus or somebody call in here and give me the tea about what happened with the fights and things, honey. But, yeah, back to the booing Rico Allure. I gagged that they booed him like that at the latex ball. That was so fierce. That was really fierce. why did y'all boo him, honey? Y'all should have motherfucking booed the motherfucking the judges.
I think
honey,
they was booing because Cassandra lost. Not at specifically at Rico, but I don't know, but I was surprised too, but yeah.
Yes, I was gagging. I was really gagging. That was the bitch. Y'all can't get mad because, you know, that's the judges, honey. Y'all have to take that up with the judges. The judges makes those decisions. Not the people, but the crowd definitely did speak. So, Cassandra, the crowd seen differently from what the judges seen, honey. And I guess, you know, I love Rico. That's my brother, and I love him down. He gets my cocktails every time at the function. I love you down, legendary Rico Allure. But the crowd has spoken, so Cassandra, you stay in the eyes of the crowd. Ernie. Oh, Switch Trade must be like Shasha. She get her whole motherfucking intro song and everything.
Right.
I got half of a fucking chopped up song and all types of shit. Switch Trade, don't be giving me shade, okay? Because I did the Banji Cunt Show the other night, because you know I tens of chops is on the Banji Cunt Show the other night, and they told me they was gonna give me shade tonight, honey. And I'm feeling the shade tonight. I get a half a chopped up fucking song and shit, okay? Shasha, are you there?
I am.
What's going on, darling? Oh, yes.
What's going on, Kelly? Okay, I was not at the function because, you know, I'm getting ready for ATL coming up real soon.
Well, you know what? Before you finish, Shasha, I love this new calm, light voice demeanor. It's still a little heavy, but I'm loving this calm, cool demeanor. Yes, keep it just like that. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, I was not at New York, and I wasn't at St. Louis because I'm getting ready for ATL because I haven't never went to ATL. But I was on the phone when that fight was going on. One of your house members, named Amelie from Chicago, was fighting this guy from Chicago, and the boy was trying to run everybody over at a club in St. Louis. They arrested the boy and charged him for trying to hit and run.
Yes.
Because he was trying to knock 20 people with the car.
Oh.
And the police put the gun up on him and tell him to get out the car. They arrested him, and they pressed charges.
Oh, I know that's right. Work it out for the girls. Definitely pressing charges, honey. Yeah.
Trying to prosecute him to the fullest extent.
I know that's right, honey. Oh, bitch. I'm loving that you are Herrera, honey. I'm loving the whole Herrera aura of you. Where you was mother Shasha Loren, honey, 3 weeks ago when we were doing the radio show. You was very loud. Now I think being underneath the Maury, honey, he softened you up, honey. You are light and sweet and everything, honey. I'm loving it. Maury, honey, I'm loving your magic with her, Maury. You are softening her up. She are light spoken and everything, honey. Whatever you doing out there in Chicago, Maury, to her, keep on doing it. I'm loving that. How you doing?
Yes.
But, oh, yes, so y'all girls, hold on, because, you know, we're going into our time. So let me get to the Rumble real quick. Let me get to the Rumble so we can start taking phone calls. Yes.
Marcus says he can't get on, but you have his number if you'll call him.
Okay, we're gonna call Marcus in a minute. Okay, let's get to the Rumble. The Rumble was definitely back. It's not the Rumble anymore. It's now changed back to the Rainbow House Wars, and that's when and I think every month. I really don't know the concept of it because the last time they had the concept of it, I was in Jamaica. So I'm gonna give you for what I got from it last night.
It was just last night, Kelly.
Oh, it was just last night. Okay.
Yeah, I got the flyer for next month.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it was very cute, and it was the house with the most points, $4,000. And you have to be in pink and yellow and orange and all these different colors and everything for the categories and everything. And, you know, I needed the thousand queens. So, you know, I had to take it. I had to get my kids together, honey. I had to pull my kids together, honey. And, bitch, when I tell you, I don't know, but last night, I don't know, I have not taking garment bags or a suitcase and all different types of wigs and things to a ball is so long, bitch. I was prepared for four categories last night, and I had so much ball fever last night, and I just got to give a big shout out to everybody that just definitely came. Which trade is really trying it? I definitely got to give a big shout out to everybody that definitely came out to play, but I definitely got to give a big shout out to all my children in New York that came in full force, honey, and definitely turned the motherfucking ball out. Grand prize for the $1,000 is no other than my legendary house of Mizrahi. Fuck you, Switch Trade, okay? The kids came out and they turned it out. Mother came out and I walked face. I walked runway. I left my sneakers home. I was supposed to Vogue and everything, bitch. I was supposed to walk realness and everything, but I left my sneakers home, so I couldn't get a chance to Vogue, and I was over it and went back and changed into my yellow and white to Vogue, but I did not have my sneakers, and I was gagged because, bitch, I was definitely coming to play. I cannot wait. I don't even, to let y'all girls know, I don't like Ball DVDs in my house, but I cannot wait to get this Ball DVD to see this DVD because I really enjoyed myself last night. I had so much momentum, and I'm ready for the Evisu Ball. Like, I am hungry for the Evisu Ball to come, honey. I'm ready to bring another suitcase to the Evisu Ball to come and play with the girls again at the Evisu Ball. So, girls, get ready for the Evisu Ball because it's $1,000 for the house with the most points, and they have all other $1,000 categories and everything, and all other little cash money going on at the Evisu Ball. So, get ready. It's going to be hard, honey, but the Rumble was definitely cute, and it was definitely hot. I had fun.
Well, Kelly, you know, we'll be ready to play with y'all at the Evisu Ball.
Yes. I want the girls to come out to the Evisu Ball and come out and play and have fun. The Evisus is definitely, their commercial is going to be starting to play after the Con Ball in Atlanta. The Evisus is definitely putting their best foot forward with this function. They have their flyers out there on Walk For Me Wednesday. They have their DVD out. They're going to have their commercial that's going to be playing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the Con Ball here on 10th of Chops, bitch. And, you know, I don't know, and this is just my opinion. This is my opinion for everything to me, and I'm only one opinion, and I'm only one vote. But I know for me, House of the Year and Flyer of the Year on my nomination sheet is definitely going to the House of motherfucking Evisu, because, bitch, they have been turning it out nonstop besides the Melange, winning that $1,000 every month in motherfucking Orlando. The Evisus have been turning it out all motherfucking year long. The Flyer is immaculate. Girls, to your kids out there, get to your house mother and father. They played a clip of the Flyer at the ball, but only the house mothers and fathers got the actual DVD hard copy with the case and everything. So get it and watch it. It's an hour long, but it's definitely worth watching. It will work it out, Kenny, Kiana, Jennifer, Deshaun, Little Black, and everybody that was in K, and all of y'all that was definitely, Felicia, all of y'all that was in that video, y'all definitely turned that shit out. Big shout-outs to the House of Evisu. Job well done. Okay, hold on. Okay. Now, let's get...
What's up, Eric?
Shit. Well, let's get to phone call. So you girls out there that's out there on the phone lines, we all gave y'all the whole weekend of everything that happened. Anybody got any comments or anything to say about anything or rebuttal, anything that happened this weekend, feel free at this time to definitely press 1, and we'll definitely bring you straight up on the phone lines to definitely get this shit popping, honey. Let's get it motherfucking going, honey. Let's get it going. Yes, it's definitely yes to the I'm not gonna mention the name because I don't know if they want me to mention the name, but yes, they Flyer. I was hit up by a blonding representative, but yes, they Flyer murdered the blonding Flyer. It murdered it. I watched it 6 times since I got it at the Latex Ball. It murdered it. I still got it launched. I still got it launched in my Mac computer right now. Hold on. 347-267, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? 347-267, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay. Get rid of that caller completely, like I do on the Banji Cunt Show. They don't answer after I say their number 2 or 3 times. I get rid of them completely on the Banji Cunt Show. So switch trade, completely get rid of them because the lines are jam-packed. 312-823, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Let's try this one more time. 312-823. You're live on the air on the recap show. Oh, they hung up. Next caller.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
This Mina. What's going on?
Hey, Mina. How are you doing, baby?
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Mina? How are you, baby?
Hey, Shasha.
Hey, Mina.
Kelly, you know you got a job to do October 9th, so no bullshit. You know you got work to do that weekend.
Baby, I'm working, honey.
Hello. And Rodney, I want to see you in that legendary category. Red the Flyer, you better be walking.
Team is assembling as we speak.
Hello, and I already know. I know Rodney's definitely going to be walking in that legendary category, bitch.
Well, baby,
We made that category for the true legend.
Well, baby, so. I have assembled 2 teams for that night. So the Ballards, please be ready to play. I have assembled legendary teams for that $1,000 that night.
Hello. Yeah. And I can't wait for Film Queens. The Film Queens is coming out. They have never had a category worded like that. They don't have to be in no gowns. A motherfucking assassin, bitch.
Baby, your femme queens, when I tell you, honey, the sexy assassin for $1,000, bitch, you ain't gotta be no gal. You could be sexy, bitch. You could go to motherfucking, you could go to the pink pussycat in New York City and get to a nasty effect from the pink pussycat, bitch.
Yes, you can,
bitch. $1,000, bitch. Honey, it ain't all about the gowns and the.
It's not about gowns and glitz and glamour.
Jewels and everything, bitch.
Right.
Girls, y'all girls better not play with that motherfucking category. But I'm going to tell you, femme queen, something. It's sex. It's a sexy assassin.
So,
bitch, if you y'all girls need to start going to work on getting the tits and the ass and the sale and all of that fixed right now, honey. Okay?
It's no shade.
Bitch, let's get it.
It's no shade. The ball is going to be over. I love you guys, and I will see you then.
We sure will.
Yes, the ball is going to be over. Y'all already know what we give. And Rodney, get ready. Get ready,
Mina, was you in St. Louis?
Oh, no, I didn't go. You know, I'm on a low.
Okay. Well, I'll be speaking to you.
But I'll be in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep, I'll see y'all there. All right, you guys. Love you.
Okay,
love you,
bye.
Rodney. Love you, Tasha.
Next caller,
love you, Mina.
Next caller, please. Oh my God! I am gagging. Hold on. I am. What's going on, Nicole?
Hi, Vince. How are
What's going on? But hold on before I get to you. We have to welcome Father Eric Milan to the chat room, honey. This is the first time Eric has been on the show. Welcome to the chat room, Father Eric Milan. How you doing? But now to you, Nicole. What's tea, bitch? It gotta be something up your sleeve. You only calling when you got some tea or you ready to start some motherfucking shit, bitch. So what
the fuck is going on? I was actually just missing you. I was going to call in early. I was saying I was going to call in, but I didn't get a chance to, so I just had to hide the computer. And I heard Rodney. Hi, Rodney.
What's going on,
Shasha? I heard you did fabulous yesterday. I would love to see you be Mr. Biggs. I heard you turned it out. That's over. They said, and I could just imagine it. So I know it was really fab.
I try to be in character when I perform. I have fun. I have so much fun when I do that.
Kelly, I missed maybe some of your announcements, so I'm sorry. Hi to the chat room and to everybody across the United States. How are you? God bless everyone. Kelly, what was your intake on the latex for?
My intake on the latex.
Being that it's the last one.
It's not the last one, honey. My intake on the latex board, real quick is if they're gonna continue to charge the girls $20 to get in there, but I was told by somebody they charged the girls $20 now to get into the board because it was so much going on with the city and all the celebrities and all the regular people that was coming and the crowds and everything. That's why they charged the girls $20 to get in there. But my intake on the latex board, if they're gonna charge the girls $20 to get into the board, let's make it a ball. Do all those performances and stuff in the beginning of the ball. Stop all of that stopping and legendary and celebrities and all of that, because these kids that come out here to walk face and all of this stuff and the things that they be asking for these categories, and these kids be painted and all this type of stuff, and they got to be hot and out and waiting for these categories. Get straight to the ball. Get straight to the point. Stop all that middle shit going on with the motherfucker ball. You're going to do the ball. Nobody wants to see all these celebrities. They not putting their talent on the floor. Bitch, they ain't putting no coins in my pocket. I don't want to see it.
There it is.
So, Kelly, since you gave man's ball a score on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, the latex ball on a score of 1 to 10. I would definitely have to give them about a 6.5.
That's exactly why I was not there. Now, what was the rating you gave for the Prodigy Ball? I'm the Prodigy Mini Ball.
I gave the Prodigy Ball a 5.
Really?
Yeah, I gave the, and I only gave the latex ball a 6.5 mistake because multiple, a lot of girls walked a lot of categories. The prodigy ball, the ambiance of the place with the drinks and the cheese and the wine and everything and that. But if you took out everybody in there besides the prodigies, it would only been about 50 people in there besides the prodigies. You know, it was prodigy weekend. And nobody wasn't really walking the categories. Rodney and them category was the most contested category. Legendary Performance, another three people walked, and Vogue Femme and Realness with a Twist was together, and everybody walked that. But the other categories, one person walked, and they won automatically grand prize.
Okay. Who was that?
Huh?
Who was that?
Who was that what?
Who won Legendary grand prize?
Legendary Female Figure Performance?
Yes.
Christina Tsunami.
Come on, Christina.
Oh, Miss Christina turned that.
So, Kelly, why is...
I told Deja to go out there. I told her that, but she's talking about her motherfucking leg hurt. I ain't got time for all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I gave the Prodigy ball a, I gave the Prodigy ball a 4. Sorry.
4. Yeah, you did.
Sorry,
what?
I gave them a 4.
Is,
that's
Green
not
Rainbow
nice.
Rainbow and Eric going at it in the chat.
Green and Rainbow in the chat. Room. Tell us, stop trying to read Eric.
Yeah.
Hello, Reading Rainbow. You gotta leave my brother alone, Reading Rainbow. Before I block you, Reading Rainbow. Leave my brother alone. Hold on. Jaquan, why are you not speaking?
Oh, Jaquan is on the phone?
Yes.
Hi, Jaquan, what's the shade? Hello?
Jaquan?
Silence of the Lamb?
Oh, I was on mute, my bad. I was sitting there talking away. Hello?
Oh, hi,
baby.
How are you? What's up? What's popping? What's the tea? How you been?
I'm good. How you been? I haven't heard your voice in a long time.
Yeah, a lot of people have it. It's my new thing. But what's going on with you?
Nothing. I was there at that master. The first of all,
I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, but I mean, it's what it is or whatever. It's funny. I guess they everybody paid the ball, so they paid the latex.
You said one legendary performance with at what ball?
At the ballroom throwback.
Oh, what?
Laomi, Christina, and Dee Dee. And hold on, we have a caller. 773-895. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I love you, Ray Guy.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
It's Amari.
Hi, Amari. What's going on? How you doing?
Shit, chilling.
Yes. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly is not the only one that's on the phone. Shasha, Rodney, Jaquan. Hello, what's up? What's up?
I was getting into all that, but Kelly cut me off and you cut me off too. But how y'all doing?
what's going on?
Nothing chilling.
So what's going on with this child trying to run the girls over in St. Louis?
I don't even know. Hold on, this Marcus on 3-way. Hold on.
Oh, God, which Marcus is that?
Marcus.
Hello?
Hello? What at it was.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on as far as the people being ran over by cars. I guess that was maybe the next day after we left, but I didn't know nothing about that. Marcus, you know anything about that?
Hello?
Yes, Marcus, go ahead, baby.
Oh, who was that? That was Amari? Oh, so y'all want to know about St. Louis?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've learned the trick to St. Louis. The trick, you know what, Corey? You better stop trying it. Oh, sorry. Trick, switch, trade. Sorry. But the trick to St. Louis is if you're walking grand prize, get chopped, and then have your girlfriend bring you back.
Oh, so did you sponsor them then, too?
Oh, wait, no.
Switch trade.
Bring them back. Switch trade, please. Bring them back. Kelly, hold on. Switch trade. Twitch Trade, please. He revealed Twitch Trade identity, honey. Twitch Trade, please bring them back. This has been a long-awaited battle, honey. Marcus said that he wanted a piece of Nicole the week after the show, but we did not have a show that week.
She said she wanted a piece of her.
She said she wanted a piece of him. So please bring them back and let them get their piece, Mistake. I give them 5 minutes, honey, and then we're gonna go back into callers, honey. Please bring him back on.
You don't have to give a show. I don't think DeMarcus wants to sit there and do that. He doesn't. I don't think so. He never got a piece of me. He got to hear what I can say. That's what he got. If he's never had anything close to that. Okay? So you don't need to get him back, Switchboy, because, you know, I'm not that type of girl, you know. Basic. No, dead serious. You know, when you're going to come up here, if you want to read me and do whatever, you can. Please feel free, but you must state facts, and you must know who you're coming for. So, you know.
I'm going to fuck you up. Did he have anything to do with the grand prize? I'm going to fuck your mouth up. Your mouth is nasty, honey. But, do we have any other callers, honey, before we go back into talking, honey? Do we have any other callers with Trey? Honey, bitch. Chill.
Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you heard Selvin's chat all last night and at the other ball.
Mind you, somebody asked me about that. I want to know. What girl is claiming to be a legend in Pittsburgh, Ms. Fang? Because Ms.
That's
Kool-Aid,
what I want to know. I'm tired
Ms. Kool-Aid went to Pittsburgh, and she commentated, bitch, and she got a new chant. There ain't no motherfucking legends in Pittsburgh, bitch, honey. And so I want to know what bitch is she talking about. There ain't no motherfucking legend in motherfucking Pittsburgh. So, bitch, if it's a con representative that's out there and y'all listening to the show, because I know y'all can't call in without approval, and y'all listening to the show, I can't call to my sister right now because I'm doing the show. But please text Miss Kool-Aid and tell her to call into the show because we want to know what bitch in motherfucking Pittsburgh is claiming to be a legend, Miss Thang? Please.
All right, Miss Thang. Congratulations. I want to say congratulations to Prince Malone for his legendary status. But I also want to bring up the fact that why does everyone else get to be legendary? Yes, congratulations, Prince. Yes. But what happened to Neil? What's the fucking shade?
Well, let me...
Be careful.
Let me... Hold on. Hold on. I can hold on. We have another caller, but I'm going to answer that question after we get to this caller. 314-546. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. It's Linda Conflict from St. Louis.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, darling. What's going on?
Hello.
Nothing. I just want to say thank you to all the houses who came out and supported our little ball this past weekend. Thank you to Evisu, Twisted vs. Sister, took that Mark Infinity for Rose. Justin Evisu for Snatch and Butch Queen Face. Female Figure Face, Barbie Escada. Female Figure Performance, Denise Miss Rahi. And Realist Father Amari Herrera. I just want to say thanks to all the guys who came out to the function. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Shaw.
Okay.
Who was that? What was her name?
London.
Is this the M1 conflict, the M comp? What's your name?
London.
Oh, can you make sure you have, what's her name? Mata.
Montezuma.
Yeah, can you make sure you have her call my house members back because they're trying to talk to her about her throwing the ebony shade out there and all that other stuff. Yeah, can you do that, please?
Call, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you, baby. Switchboard, you get the next number in queue. But I'm not going to mention anybody's names. Like I told you, I don't do names anymore. I tried to go and do the names, Miss Thing, and the name thing really didn't work for my rating. So I'm not going to do the name thing anymore. I'm just going to give my conversations that I had with the girls. Conversations that I had with the girls is about Neil Prodigy is that Neil Prodigy had his mini ball. You know, his mini ball debuts and different things, but Neil has never made a major ball impact and lasting impressions on the girls for the girls to know who Neil is. And if you mention Neil's name outside of the genre of the thing, the girls will get the very... Exactly.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of new girls.
So I'm just giving what the girls gave. I can't mention the girls' names, but that's definitely what the girls definitely gave about Neil.
That's not nice. That's not nice, and I beg to differ, and I, Nicole Icorn, say so. I beg to differ. That's not nice. That's not nice. I just don't think it's nice because of the qualifications that they said that you had to have. I mean, I do understand you put the part about, you know, breaking down doors and making, you know, a tremendous statement, but in time and in work and in, no, I just do not agree. That's not nice. They hand it to so many other people. Why not hand it to him?
Okay, hold on. 917-681, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, what's good, Kelly?
What's good? Who is this?
I am Bottom Trey from the
oh shit
chat room. What is good? I just want to say I love you, Kelly, but I love Nicole. I love you, Nicole.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm sorry, Neil is not a legend, baby.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh shit, that's nice,
but I mean,
I love you too. But guess what?
I love you though. But I mean, okay, if Neil is a legend, then how come Nigel Revlon is not a legend? Because I think they're the same.
And
I know my history. I mean, I'm not like a ballroom walker.
So,
I just participate.
The reason why I say Nigel, but see, Nigel and Neil cannot be compared because Neil is a couple of years way before Nigel. See, Neil has been walking this since the mid-90s. See, you and he was the only one.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yes, learning history. Neil was the only one in New Jersey that was pumping between Vogue Femme. And, okay, he haven't shut down no doors, but the qualifications do speak of having a certain amount of time and doing what you were supposed to do and being there. Okay, he didn't shut down no doors. He didn't slam wham anybody. But we're talking about somebody from like 97, 98, walking in the clubhouse days all the way to 2010. You know, I mean, and if you want to call it a grace, a mercy legend, if you want to do that, well, what the fuck? They giving it out to everyone else these days. I mean, it's no shame. I think that he should be appreciated because he's kept Jersey on the map, and, you know, it's the truth. And anybody that know their history, because I've been out since 94, that would know, no, Neil, it's the truth. It's the truth. And, okay, fine. There's a slow pump to his catwalk, and there's a
bye now. Bye. Goodbye.
So,
thank you.
Know,
goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Tip.
What
right.
I tell you, bitch, I was in we got another caller, but hold on before I go to the caller. I was in utter gag nation. I was in utter gag nation. And that's why I didn't say anything just from the name, Bottom Trade. I gagged at that.
Where's the thing at? Where's
I love,
Bottom Trade
baby,
at?
I love, wait, no, we Bottom Trade is back on hold. But I love all my listeners and everything. But when you do a name for different things, your name should fit you. And Trade and Bottom just does not go together.
Miss Thing, that is the key. Don't you know that's what makes the girls odd, Trucker L, dog? They ain't Trucker L. Rodney, tell us, bitch. They ain't Trucker L, and they is just the odd of forever.
Oh,
What do you think, Rodney? You better let this bitch know she over there. You over there playing fat cunt, Miss Thing. Don't you know that's over? The A Trucker comes to pop drug. Oh.
Bitch, hold on. We got a caller. 704-737. You're live on the air on the recap show.
It's Marcus. I'm back.
Hey, Marcus.
Hi. You, my pretty, and your dog Toto, too.
What's going on, Marcus?
Hi,
Marcus. Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
No,
thank you.
Don't
what
do
is he doing?
That. That's not nice with Trey. Enter the battle zone on your own. Do you dare? Come on, Cecil. I understand, Switch Trey. You're right. Because you know what? Girl.
Hold on. 6-6-7-8-6-5-0. You're live on the air or the recap
Switch
Trey
show. Yeah, right. Switch Trey is right.
6-7-8-5-6-5-0. You're live on the air.
Say hello, Norman. What's up, Miss Kelly?
What's going on, darling? Who am I speaking with?
How you doing?
Who are we speaking with?
Norman Prodigy.
Hey, Norman. What's going on?
Hi, Prodigy.
Hi. What's up, Rodney? How you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Norman? How are you?
Don't forget my girlfriend, Shasha. And, you know.
Hi, everybody else. How y'all doing?
Go ahead, Norman.
I was just calling to give a shout out to everybody and letting them know that we're having our ball Labor Day weekend.
Oh, see, I think that they made a report or something that
no,
they will be
it's not. It's not. It's not. It's
what
not.
What day is that supposed to take
effect,
Kelly?
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not happening anymore, honey. Free ball promotions is not happening anymore, honey.
No.
So,
it's an effect.
It's an effect now. And if anybody wants to.
Goddamn! Let me take my drink, honey. Wiping it down by a poolside.
I see. That was that.
Are you trying to switchboard Trey?
No, she's not coming
on.
No,
she's here.
Oh, she's there.
Hey, how are you? How you feel? How's everything?
Everything's fine. How's everybody?
What's going on?
Nothing. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Jasmine. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, why everybody always gets so salad when the starter come on the phone?
Anyway, a couple of things I want to talk about, but I don't want to interrupt y'all. So, are y'all done with what y'all was talking about?
No, go ahead, interrupt.
No, they keep taking away Marcus, Jasmine, and I got a nutcracker.
Marcus.
He's coming back on the phone.
Marcus will not be calling out anybody's names behind scenes anymore. You know better than that. You've been listening long enough. Don't do that.
He sponsored that $1,000. That's why.
Bitch, what I tell you, girls, I told you, bitches, if you're not switchboard or switch trade, don't be buzzing me, bitch. I'll block you. Okay, bitch. Okay, watch this. Honey, ignore, now you on my block list, and I don't know how to take you off.
You don't know how to take them off?
No, bitch, I don't know how to take the girls off my block list when I block them on my Mac, honey. Bitch, they just blocked.
A couple of things I want to address is that next week the cons will be on the air to talk about the con ball Labor Day weekend. So if you guys have any questions or concerns or anything about categories and stuff, they will be on the air next week to talk about their ball Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. So make sure you guys tune in for that. I'm sorry?
Will that be the additional day next week, or will it be on our show on Monday?
Okay. And will I be able to ask them any type of question I would like? We don't get much of them. I love you, James. We don't get much of the cons, so would I be able to, you know?
Maybe we should have a pre-con weekend show on Wednesday. What do you guys think?
Okay, that would be cool. I'll be here.
Kelly?
Well, we could definitely line it up. I'm definitely free. I can work that into my schedule.
It's the con.
Is that better for you? Is that better for you, Rodney?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. So next Wednesday we will be on the air to go over the con ball and stuff, you know, so you guys and everything that's going on that weekend in Atlanta, so you guys can tune in for all that information. So, you know, guys, be aware of that. Also, a week after the con ball, that following Sunday, the balls that I'm doing here in Orlando, it will be the House of Milan, who is the reigning house here that has been winning the series every month. They will be battling the cons that month for the $1,000. So that'll be right after the con ball the following weekend. So if you guys are in Atlanta and staying for a couple of days, you might want to just drive on down or fly on down to Orlando and be a part of the con versus Milan battle for the $1,000. The series ends on Halloween night in October. And the top two houses that led the series will be battling for a much larger grand prize, a couple of thousand or so. So far the Milan's
Marcus got anything to do with that money?
No, that is me.
Oh. All right, I'm sorry.
So you guys might want to be a part of that. The flyers and everything are all over MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and everything like that. So you guys, you know.
What's the date of that, Jasmine?
The 12th of October, of September.
Oh.
So it's the following Sunday after the Milan Ball. After the Con Ball.
You know what date that is as well, correct?
What?
The Liberty, Jersey Liberty New York Awards.
Oh, really? Is that the September 12th?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully we can share.
Woo, the battle's on.
There is no battle.
Total shame.
Meeting. Like
which one of you girls going to get slayed?
Well, the ballroom scene here in Florida is not that large, so I'm sure 50 people compared to the couple of hundred that'll be in New York, it still won't make a difference. I'm
that's
very
a nice
happy with the 50
fix for that.
People
I like
that.
That's good. That's true.
I'm very happy and comfortable with the very 50 people that come to my ball every month. And they're growing. It used to be 30. Now it's like 50. The Florida scene is growing.
Listen, America, get it.
Anyway, what else, Kelly? What else am I here to talk about?
I don't know, but I have my nutcracker, and Marcus was calling from three different phones.
Where's Marcus? Find Marcus. Get Marcus on the phone.
We hear what Norman said. Norman Prodigy said he wants a commercial. The money's not a problem.
Okay,
so
well, if you guys have a commercial, because ball season is getting winter's coming and all that stuff, send over your emails, contact Kelly, contact myself.
That's
the commercial's
right,
$75.
Prodigy. You told
me. And you guys will get, you know, get your commercial and get to come on the Wednesday before your ball and talk about it, and then you guys will be able to come be a part of the recap. Hopefully don't run away if it's not a successful ball. Still recap it that Monday. And, you know, that's all you have to do. Send over your information or contact us, and we'll take it from there.
Yes, make sure you definitely, commercials is definitely going for the price of $100. Make sure you definitely... Make sure when you definitely do contact me. You
that's
let
almost
me,
more than
hold
tables.
On, hold on, definitely
Kelly,
let. Hold
we,
on, wait.
We're not
can
on
I
the
please?
Same page with the commercial.
Yes. Well, make sure when you definitely do contact me, you let me know everything that you want in your flyer and your commercial, and I will definitely email it over to my sister in Big House Entertainment, honey. And make sure you definitely do have a $100 green dot card. Thank you very much.
Well, Kelly, I thought they were $75.
Now, Walk For Me Wednesdays is charging the girls $200. Why can't we charge the girls $100? And we're playing we're playing it three times a week. We're playing it every 15 to 20 minutes, honey. And they're coming up
you
on that Wednesday.
You know why we're going to play it for
Hold on, Nicole. That's how I eat this, everybody.
And then
I
they
know,
come
and
how I
better.
Eat this.
Wait, hold
you
on,
if y'all want the discount of $75, just holler at me only.
Oh, darling.
Okay, and when they come
up
on Wednesday. Wait, Nicole, I'm not finished.
Hold on, I'm not finished, honey.
And then they coming up on Wednesday and talking about the ball all night Wednesday. And then they coming back on Monday to recap the ball.
I can't even give all that. Miss Kelly,
but
okay.
So
we
wish
know
price.
That you are the
if
you
want,
to be bringing
if
you it down
the,
and
if
you do
want the, if you want the discounted, if you want the discounted rate,
get in contact with Jasmine.
Overall,
mother, not East Coast, overall, get in contact with Jasmine.
If you want the discounted rate, please go to if you want the discounted rate, please go to TanzoChops@yahoo.com. And if you want my price, honey, legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com. So y'all know exactly where to go to if y'all want the
discounted
rate.
Y'all stay away from Miss Kelly. She's into making money.
Honey. No, I'm into.
That answer is.
That's Zebin. Zebin said, hell,
true.
They charging food.
No, Nicole, hold on, Nicole. Because you know, I told you I got my own host number. And I was up there, bitch, and I was reading through all the fucking plans and shit they got, bitch. They got a gold plan, they got a silver plan, and they got the premium platinum plan. That premium platinum plan for a month, Miss Sang, bitch, to give you a motherfucking 2-hour show, because the other show you can only do an hour after some time, and then you get 2 hours and stuff. That shit is expensive, Nicole. That shit is like,
Kelly, now you
want to
know what? Let me take you back.
That shit is like,
everybody in
she's
America
like,
in the panel. Do y'all remember when she was talking about the house of Mizrahi and how 14 years now? This is how y'all know that's true. She thinks of everything like a business. And
it is.
This is how I quote. It's like a corporate. And when you know you're in the corporate business, you move from step up to step up, you know. So she just got an idea, Jasmine, because she's deciding to have a corporate situation going on. It's a business. And
exactly.
You know, they got,
Nicole, hold on. Let me be real with you, Nicole. Not to put Jasmine business out there, Nicole. But it's like $2,000, Nicole. It's like $2,000 for the whole year to do this show, Nicole. So what is $100 to the girls paying a thing, Miss Thang, honey? I get paid to sit here and go for the
y'all
girls.
Heard her, Miss Shady. But y'all also heard the ruler speak, right? So if you know what, like I know, just go find Jasmine. It'll be cheaper.
Hold on, Nicole. Keisha, you're live on the recap show, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Hi, Mr. Robin.
Hi. How are you? What's going
Hi.
On, Keisha?
Kelly?
Yes.
Are you losing your memory? Jennifer's
you
not on his phone. Shasha's on his phone. Jaquan is on
Shasha.
His phone. Get it together.
I'm sorry. Okay. I got a couple of 411s. I got a couple of concerns and opinions.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open my nutcracker.
Let's
okay,
go back
on.
To the Neil thing.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
First of all, Neil, are you referring to Father Laik?
Hmm?
Are you referring to Father Laik? Was he like
never heard of him?
Okay, so that's
was Neil.
That's Neil, right?
It was.
Father
he's
Laik.
Like a prodigy.
He was never Neil,
right?
That was Neil.
Oh,
yeah.
What is
correct.
The purpose of that? I never heard of that before. Next, come on, Keisha.
He used to be the Father Laik from Jersey.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I right or wrong? Am I right?
Correct. You are.
Okay. Now, my question to you is, Nicole, what impact has he done outside of New Jersey?
Let me explain something to you and to all the calls. Yes, Pump, that's me. Yes, boom, there. Ooh, that was over. Thank you, Switch Trade. That was cute. I'm not debating, and Rodney, Kelly, and everybody else that's listening, I'm not going to sit here and argue, because I think I'll be arguing with the whole ballroom scene if I told you that he's made major impacts. I'm going to make it clear what I'm actually stating. I just think that Neil is a participated from the original thing of Between Vogue Femme. No, I'm not high, I'm drunk. And I think he's a thing from the original Vogue Femme back in the 90s. I think he has went across town. He's been from state to state. He's participated. Okay, so what? Y'all haven't slammed your feet down and everything. But for all his time and all his effort and everything, shouldn't he be acknowledged for something? I mean, come on, guys. I mean, why do we get the right to throw shade and be fierce to someone and he took his time? Look, he ain't a showstopper, and he got to deal with y'all harsh fucking people and y'all opinion and everything, and he's still pumping, and he's still there. Come on, Kelly. Neil is your girlfriend, too. You know, I mean, and I'm not, if you want to call it grace, mercy, then call it that. Well, whatever, but you do it to everyone else.
Nicole,
we pump up everyone else.
Nicole, we're not knocking his Vulcan. What we're saying is if you're going to deem him legend, then you got a lot of people who
No, you don't. Because he's been walking to everyone.
Wait, hold on, Nicole. Because let me tell you something, right? And this is it. And Neil, like you said, Neil is my girlfriend and everything. But I'm going to put it like this, right? It's like this, you know?
Everybody out here in ballrooms and
yes,
ballroom
second
land.
Bloodline.
Hold
yes,
on,
he
no.
is.
Hold on, wait, Nicole.
Yes.
Everybody out here in ballroom land can take and be a vulgar. They can take and listen.
Yes.
Hold on, wait, let me finish before you cut me off. Okay? Everybody can be a vulgar. Everybody can be face. Everybody can be runway. Everybody can be best dressed. But everybody is not going to be a platinum star. A platinum star is legendary. Everybody is not going to make it to be platinum star.
Thank you.
Well, then guess what? You know what? I know a lot of entertainers that are not platinum stars, and we're still hearing them today.
Yeah,
they're not legendary. Nicole, look at what you're calling. I'm sorry. I'm cut from a whole new different cloth. First of all, I do not approve of the rules and the laws of this fucking ballroom scene and this gay life. I think it's harsh, and I think a lot of girls have no fucking right because they're not the truth yet. And until you become the truth within yourself, then you should be judging and taking out your thing. I'm sorry. I just think it's horrible. Kelly, and it's no shade. You've been my sister, and we've been battling for it down for years and everything. And through all of that time, there still was a nil. So I'm just thinking that, all right, I mean, you and I both have no real bang slam thing out of the thing. No, girl. No, I mean, okay. I'm sorry. And I don't care if my opinion don't mean a difference. That's why I don't show up. How about that?
I'm not done. Next question. Y'all gotta tune in to Kelly Rowland has a new video called Commander. Kelly, she's voguing. She looks hot. Kelly Rowland, Commander. The bitch is voguing in her video.
Okay,
I don't know who. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Switch. You know what? I kind of like his shade, though. Hold on.
Switch Trey, can you please find Marcus' number for me, please, and bring Marcus back up on the line?
That's what you want to bring me in to read? Because you know I got my cocktail missing. I like
no,
my
Marcus,
don't do it.
Marcus wants to come on. He has to say he wants to say something.
No, I'm not speaking the truth, and that's just the way I am. And who's this? That's Danielle's song.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Marcus?
Who is the...
Yeah.
Is that the police?
Marcus,
you see what
Marcus,
I'm talking about?
Marcus, you're back on the air.
How are you? First off, at me, so that wasn't even my ball. Now, Nicole, if you go back to any ball I've ever promoted, the money's been given out. So I'm going to ask nicely for one time to please refer that flop to Charmaine and Rico LaPerla. Because, again, I've given out thousands of dollars. Hold on, listen. Hold on, Nicole. No. I'm listening. Nicole. Marcus has given away. Marcus has not only given away money at balls that he sponsored, Marcus has given away money at free balls and other people's balls and all kind of other shit. So again, I am not responsible for that money. I've spoken to the House of Evisu. I feel really bad for them. You know, that's on them. They need to take care of that. But what I'm going to ask for you not to do, because I promise you, sweetie, if you have a ball and I have a ball the same night, I promise you I'll get the crowd.
I truly doubted that. Guess what,
okay.
Marcus, you know
pick a date.
My turn. Let me tell you something. I promise you are just totally out of your fucking mind right there, okay? Because first of all, you just coming upon something that I've been upon for many years. And another thing is...
And I respect that.
Marcus,
I respect that, Nicole.
Marcus,
but what you're not going
Marcus,
to do is sit here and disrespect
Marcus,
me, and I haven't even
Marcus,
done anything
Marcus,
to you.
Mute. No, you give me
I'm not a her. I'm not a her.
Whatever, however you describe yourself, sweetie. You got a degree. Speak when spoken. Hold on. Let me speak, doll face. Okay? You could never get a crowd over me because the big difference between you and me is you know how I look and what I do, and I don't know who the fuck you are.
That's and I don't know who the fuck you are either, Nicole. Nicole, who are you?
Who the fuck I am? You understand what I'm saying?
Pick a date, Nicole. Nicole, pick a date. Pick a date, sweetie. Nicole, I can give away $500.
I can give away $500 because I support people. I can give away $0 and it would still be crowded. I can give away nothing and it would still be crowded. I have a career.
You don't have anything. You have a big mouth.
Okay, well, you do too. I guess that's why we get along. But on that note, Nicole, until you want to pick a date and let the cards fall where they want to, let's see how it goes.
Darling, listen, listen.
Okay, I finished. They're going to St. Louis. They're going to St.
You defend your girlfriend. You
I don't even know Rico. Why would Marcus be responsible for the money? That's some late shit. See, somebody stupid would sit there and believe some shit like that. First off, if I'm going to sit here and sit here, child, if I'm going to sit here, child, I'm responsible for somebody else's money.
Okay?
You're a legend that nobody knows, Nicole. You're a legend in New York, honey. Miss Thing, come to Chicago. Right, because nobody knows you. That means you found on nobody. Nicole, thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Nicole. Okay. You'll see me at the Avisu Ball. You'll see me. This is the shade. You'll see me at the Avisu Ball. You have a good night. You probably won't come. Thank you. Jasmine, Kelly, would you like me to talk about the St. Louis Bowl or not?
No, we don't want to hear anything you got to say with money. You a liar. Hang up on
us. I'm a liar, right. Word. Nicole, you must be high, girl. You must be on drugs. How can Marcus sponsor the ball? You must be on drugs.
Hold on.
That coke, girl. Get off that coke. Get off that coke, girl. Miss Thing, get off that coke. Bitch, I've never done drugs a day in my life. I can
tell you something. You should take a bump.
Okay, Nicole. Okay, he going to her.
Switchboard, you was exactly right. She don't want
say,
no fucking. She's crazy.
I was saying hold on.
Kelly?
Yes.
You couldn't control that.
Go ahead.
I never.
You know, Nicole is loud and Marcus is loud, honey. You know, I can't raise my voice too loud.
Please. She couldn't even be over me, Marcus. Y'all know that child is out there giving out that fucking money trying to make a crowd
pause.
You never knew who Marcus was. Rodney never knew who Marcus was. She just came on the scene passing out some change thinking she's somebody. She know who the fuck
that
I am and I don't know who the fuck she is. Bottom line. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. This is why I don't come up here, because y'all play fucking games. Who the fuck is Marcus Jasmine? Who the fuck is Marcus Rodney? That bitch don't
know. Girl, they said this. Wait a minute. They said the same thing about me. Who am I coming out? I just came into the ballroom. I was giving out coins and stuff. They said the same thing about me.
And you don't get up here and sound as illiterate as he fucking do with a degree.
Nicole.
Rodney, hi. I'm sorry.
Okay. In defense of that ball, when they was misquoting him or you was misunderstanding what they were saying, he helped them with the ball as far as helping them get their trophies and stuff like that.
No,
he wasn't responsible.
Oh, no, you must stand here, Rodney. Wait. That's not why I read. He came up here. He had no respect. He talked to the House of Ibisu like, oh, well, that's not his problem. But at the same time, he was defending his part of the chapter. What he really wanted to do, crowd, was he wanted to blame Rico. He wanted to read Rico La Perla, and he wanted to take the weight off of his child in the House of Escada. Let's tell the truth. They wanted Rico to be known because nobody likes Rico and everybody thinks that he's robbing the girls and he had no business giving that ball. That's why she disagreed. Fucking tell the truth, y'all. Y'all ain't telling the fucking truth. She came up here to throw, so we were supposed to go on Rico. But because she was defending the situation, Rodney, I was going on her. And then when the Jalnina's talking to her, she's telling her, well, I don't know what this is going to do. This is not like she's going to get her money. But then other people were talking about they got their money. How unfair is that when that cunt feel like because she's a cunt, she didn't get her money? Fuck Marcus. What are you talking about? I don't want to hear that shit. If he didn't have nothing to do with it, they should have called Rico and they should have called the other child that I don't even know who she is that gave the ball.
But that's what we said. But because he's a spokesperson for the house, he was speaking for his half, but no one, did, like Navy Sue was doing, they was not saying anything about Rita.
Brother, let me ask you a question.
Marcus is, back on.
Wait, Jasmine, wait a minute. Brother, let me tell you this. He gave the House of Ivisu the utmost respect. He said out of every conflict and everything that goes on that they support every fucking thing. He said that they are at every ball and they support and buy and everything. And at the same time after saying that, he told them, well, I don't know what this is all about. This is not like they're
and Nicole, hold on. But you're offended, Nicole, but I've spoken to the House of Ivisu, but this is the other part. What was talking to Marcus, who did not, who walked out the door with no money, who lent somebody $500 for a ball, who lent them $500 for a ball and they get it back. Was I supposed to give them the money? I felt really bad. Now, had they even said, you know what, the House of Escada, you owe me $250, and the House of La Perla, you owe me $250, I would have took a little more kinder to that. But the mere fact that because the Ivisus and the Escadas had issues, they honed in on the Escada part and said, well, the Escadas owe me money. When, and that's not true. People owe you money. Now, the other part to that is had Charmaine and Rico been listening to the show, that might would have, you know, that might have hit them and they said, you know what, that was fucked up, they didn't get their money, I'm a business person, I should have given them their money. But they weren't even on the line listening. So what was that going to accomplish? We've asked Charmaine, and he's spoken to the House of Ivisu. I believe Rico's spoken to the House of Ivisu. You know, this weekend, I sat at a table, I flew to Chicago, paid my money to go to Chicago, and actually personally apologized in front of the whole Chicago Alliance last Thursday in Chicago, just because I do feel bad, but I can't force anybody to give them money, because honestly, I was the biggest loser that night. Charmaine might have walked out there with $30. I walked out with $500 that I lent him. Now, that's just the truth. Now, if that's what you wanted me to say online, I said it. But
it does help. But the only defense why I was so offended by you was because what you're saying is what I was asking. And if you're saying that, that didn't make you responsible. But at the same time, we were discussing what they should have gotten and how she should have gotten. You were very mean. And you were talking like if you was the one and, oh, well, she didn't get her money. And that was not nice. Instead of just keeping, you were going both sides. You were saying that it was a flock. They had no business. There was no white envelope. But then at the same time, when she was talking about her money, you were talking like, oh, well, that's not what, you know, what is that?
I can be a freak.
Jasmine, I love you. I have to call you. I got to tell you something. And Kelly, I got to tell you something. And I'm out of here, and I had a ball. And Marcus, give out the fucking coins, Miss Thing.
Girl, shut up, bitch. Bitch. Rodney, say goodnight, Rodney.
Good night, everybody. Sorry we couldn't finish giving the recaps. We'll deal with that later.
Honey, baby, it was enough recap, honey, baby. We don't need to give everybody name across the air. Everybody ain't listen. But like the song says, you can be a freak, but if you want to be a freak, bitch, definitely wrap it up, bitch, honey.
Am I still on the phone?
Yes, you still on the phone. Oh, sorry.
I want to give a shout out to my my two peoples, Chingy and Vicky.
And who?
Vicky
who?
You know who, bitch.
Thank you, Switch Train, honey. I don't agree with anything you did all night with the music, but I agree with that one, Switch Train.
Yeah, I need to tune into the Vicky Gotti show. Go to YouTube and search Vicky Gotti. That's my girlfriend.
Yes, but like the song said, you can definitely be a freak, but if you want to be a freak, bitch, definitely wrap it up and practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. We'll be back here next Monday for the last Monday of the fucking season, and then we'll be back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday.
We
tonight.
Might.
I can be a freak. 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 I can be a freak.